Thank you. I'm Panagiota Kolchida. I'm from the Athena Research Center, and I will present you now the license clearance tool. It is an easy and automated approach in license clearance, supports FAIR and ORDM and research sharing. As Branko said, each work, every resource, either it is data, software, content, even a logo, it should be cleared, it should have a specific license to allow other researchers and other people to use it and exploit it in an appropriate and legal way. The landscape is changing, or better to say, it has been already changed. We have a significant increase in the generation of new content, data, and resources. There is already a substantial reduction of technical barriers, allowing researchers to collaborate remotely. The open science practices have been established, and there is an increased demand to provide a technical solution to address legal aspects in FAIR and ORDM. Based on this changed landscape, we have a challenge. We want to remove any legal uncertainty about usage rights in any resource, and also specifically focusing on derivative works. And we know that there are high costs in clearance licensing issues. People need to have legal knowledge in advance, but now we come here to provide a techno-licensing solution, the LCT, where no legal knowledge is required, and it offers an intuitive way, a very simple user interface, and it automates the clearance of rights for derivative, but not only derivative works. It mitigates legal uncertainty and effectively reduces the time to release your content. It automatically suggests a compatible license which you can use to share your resource. Currently, we support 74 open source licenses that are suitable for data, software, hardware, tabletop games, and in general content. We have a license clearance wizard which step by step guides you into the process and in the end allows the researcher or the user to select among a list of compatible licenses. There are two distinct workflows where the researcher can start by providing the input of the solutions that internally uses into his work. For example, in software, if I can speak for software, we usually use a lot of internal libraries and other databases, etc. You need to define the license of each one of these, and then the tool will automatically suggest compatible license you can use to release your software and allow other developers to use it, exploit it, change its source code, etc. On the other hand, if someone has already a knowledge or an idea on which license he would like to use for releasing his work, then he can use the second workflow and see if this is applicable or if no compatibility exists. To further help the users, we have categorized all the licenses into three main categories: permissions, prohibitions, and the other one, I don't remember. And each one of them has a set of licensing elements. The user can select what he's interested into having for his work. For example, if he allows commercial use or not, if he would like to allow the modification of his work, if he needs, for example, to allow changing licenses, if he wants to mention his work in the new license, etc. So using our tool, he can select any of these elements, and the tool then will automatically suggest which licenses support these features and help them. But besides the license selection, there are also some other usual legal boundaries that we need to raise awareness to researchers before releasing their work. And this includes privacy and confidentiality, personal data and the compliance with the GDPR, national legislations limitations, and other IPR restrictions. For example, for some works, you may want to have an embargo period where you don't allow other researchers to use it until then. All these are included into the LCT tool. The user can select which applies. And this is together with a selected license are becoming part of the report that you can download in the end and accompany your research. And with all this integrated information, we facilitate the sharing and reuse of the derivative work. Besides these workflows, where you select the license and you add all the information for these legal aspects, we have an additional page where you can visit it. It's very easy. You select a license and you can view all the license elements that this license has. And there are also some explanatory texts, so the researcher can go there and see if I use, for example, the MIT license, I can use it for commercial use, I can distribute it, but I'm obliged to include the copyright notice, for example. So he knows how to further research his work. The LCT is available for guest users, but also you can log in using the NIFOS AAI service. And when you are authenticated and logged in into the system, you have access to the clearance history you have already done, and you can download the report, the PDF report that we offer at any time. There is dedicated documentation. We have created user manuals, training materials, and all of them are accessible through our tool in specific pages. We target mostly librarians, researchers, research organizations. I have to say also developers, because I'm from the ICT domain, so I know that many people develop, for example, a software, but they never look if the libraries they are using are compatible or not. So this is a good idea. They have to do this before adding a specific license to their source code. It can be used in different domains, as I said before, in content, in software, hardware, and any other resource. And we want to facilitate collaborations among researchers by ensuring that the work can be used in a legal manner. These are all from me. Thank you. I was fast.